A proliferation of wallabies across the state is keeping one Tasmanian game meat abattoir busy. Tony Little runs Dewtown Meats Company at Eaglehawk Neck, but is getting deliveries of wallabies from across the state as farmers cope with huge numbers of native animals. Tony Little also runs a deer farm on his unique property.
I've been on the farm for about 50 years, and we've been processing deer for about 23.
Okay, and is that going pretty well?
Yeah, it's been going from strength to strength ever since we started, really.
How many deer would you process from the farm each year?
Oh, from our farm and the animals we buy in, it would be around 20 a week.
And it's mainly deer. What else do you process?
Deer and wallaby. Wallaby, possums, rabbits, hares, goats, lambs. We can pretty well do anything, but only small lots.
Possums?
Possums, yeah, can do. Can do possums, yeah.
When was the last possum you did?
Oh, it'd be 3 or 4 months ago now. We used to send them to the Chinese in Melbourne. Yeah, they're all shot by licensed game harvesters up in the Midlands, and they're usually tacked on the end of a wallaby hunt.
Okay, and a typical wallaby hunt, what happens when they get here? How many usually do you process?
Anywhere between 100 and 150 a time. That's probably once a fortnight.
And the numbers in this area, are you noticing big numbers of wallabies, possums, etc.?
The whole peninsula, the Forrester Peninsula, is just an absolute mess of wildlife. We've got a real big problem, and it's only going to get worse. I don't really know what the answer is, but we've got a big problem down here with national parks all the way around us, and every farmer's in the same boat. It's not just me.
Where do the wallabies go, by the way?
Wallabies go to the restaurants, mainly summertime with the steaks, burgers, hocks. Hocks we use for wintertime stews, that type of stuff. A really good product.
And what about the possibilities for possum? Do you think people would, you know, get onto that? Would the restaurants get onto that possibly?
I've tried possum, but it's not to my liking. It's sort of a gum tree taste. But nothing compared to the wallaby. You know, the wallaby is really good stuff.
And what about the deer? Where do you deer meat that you process here? Where does that go?
Mainly to the wholesalers in Hobart, some restaurants. We used to send a lot to the mainland, but that went by the wayside because we couldn't get paid.
The margins, how tight are the margins for deer meat for venison?
Oh, it's pretty good. I try to work on 100%. So we buy it in off the farmers, and to process it and deliver it, we work on 100% on top of that.
Where does the bulk of the deer that you process come from?
Mainly from the Midlands. We've got quite a few of our own here to process, but mainly the up around Bothwell area. From the deer farmers up there.
How was deer farming going? Now, I was talking to a deer farmer down at Dover, and he's cutting back on his deer and going more into beef cattle. Are you seeing that in the industry?
Yeah, I think with lambs and the price of beef and all that sort of thing, plus the deer farmers are getting older, and it's extremely difficult for young deer farmers to get started because of the fencing requirements, stock, etc. So really the older fellows are trying to get out of it, including me.
How long do you think you'll go on for?
Oh, we're good for another 5 years, I reckon.
And when you say where, you've got some good help.
Oh, yeah. My wife is my left hand, that's for sure. You know, without her, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, how does it work with an operation like this? You manage okay? It looks like it's fairly labour-intensive.
A lot of work, a lot of time goes into it. You've just got to make sure everything's sweet right from the word go. Otherwise, as you go through the process, it just makes work for yourself. Do it right in the first place, and then you'll cut your time in half.
A lot of people around the country, it's happening. A lot of people are talking about abattoirs and the way the animals are treated. How do you process them here, and how do you feel they're processed?
The animals here, as far as I do all the stock work myself through the yards and the slaughtering. It's the animals are brought up into the abattoir. They are restrained. They're stunned. And they're killed, finished within 10 seconds, which I reckon is about as fast as it is anywhere else in the state.
Now, you're on Aussie farms. Did you know that?
No, I didn't realise that.
How do you feel about that?
Oh, I don't mind. We've got nothing to hide. We're a really good abattoir, at least we think we are. And we've all done the training. And the stuff that goes out of here, as far as we're concerned, is first class.
And you're fairly tightly restricted. You're watched every manner of the way by the authorities?
Every single thing we do is documented and inspected by the government inspectors. And we do not do a thing right from the game harvesters, the deer or anything that isn't written down in a book and being able to be looked at by the inspectors.
Now, you were a shooter yourself. You don't do it anymore?
Yeah, I hunted for 20 years, but I'm too old for that now. Running around the Highlands in the foot of snow in the middle of winter is not much fun.
What about the wild fallow deer problem? Now, they're counting the deer numbers at the moment. What are your thoughts on what's happening there?
Oh, I think they should just let the farmers do what they want to do themselves. So it's on their properties. If they want them, great. If they don't want them, get rid of them. It's a simple answer. I don't go along with the processing side of it. I wouldn't put them through this works if you have any wild shot ones.
Why is that?
Oh, I don't think the animals, from the time they're shot till the time they're bled, it takes too long. The animals that you would get just aren't the right ones. So in other words, your product's going to be all over the place. You know, you're going to be, most people would pay to buy stags, that sort of thing, the bigger animals. So the bigger animals are going to be worth more, which are the older animals. You're not going to get your good young animals like your young sort of yearling does or your young spikies. You're not going to get those through wild shooters, and it's just going to compound the problem of the wild deer.
You do run cattle as well.
Yeah, we've got 20 Angus cows that we run that we've just sort of started back into the cattle again as well. The cattle prices are good, so we thought we'd go along for the ride.
And do you eat much venison yourself or much wallaby?
Yeah, a terrible lot. Yeah, we live on venison, wallaby and a lot of fish, you know. That we do a lot of bartering with the fishermen, so we do it pretty well.
But not possum?
No, I draw the line at possum. I have eaten it, but no, it doesn't do a lot for me, I'm afraid.
Tony Little from Dewtown Game Meats talking about the big numbers of wallabies which keep him busy at the family-owned abattoir.